All right. Good morning, everybody. My name is Mark Hodge here at Rockwell Trading, and we're going to see what's going on in the markets today. It is Wednesday, July 14th. So let's see what's going on in the markets here. Let me share my charts and take a dive into what's moving the markets and what we need to know this morning. Now, the SPX, the Dow, the NASDAQ, all pulled away from record highs yesterday. This snapped a two-day win streak, and the reaction was to much higher than expected CPI data and rising yields. Now, to be honest, if we look at the S&P here, we see that S&P dipped a little bit yesterday, rallied to new records, and then closed lower. The Dow opened slightly lower, rallied and pulled back. The NASDAQ did the same thing, rallied to new records, and then closed slightly lower. So the NASDAQ was down a decent amount. Sorry, not down a decent amount. I saw this pre-market and this kind of threw me off at 14,270. But that doesn't seem to be correct with futures pointing to a higher start. So not sure where that came from. But then nonetheless, the index futures snapped a two-day win streak yesterday. Initially, some reaction to CPI data, not so much since it was much higher than expected. But rising yields, if we take a look at the 10-year yield, this seemed to trickle in and have more of a factor yesterday. So we've talked about this big dip from the highs that were established in March, and it's pulled back. Yesterday, after things got going, the 10-year yield started to rise, and the higher yields seem to have had a bit of an impact on the markets. Now, this morning, more information on consumer prices. The PPI data came in higher than expected. So this is the producer price index, and it looks like I might have closed my calendar. There we go. So Wednesday, July 14th, PPI, core PPI. PPI data came in at 1%, a 1% increase. The previous was 0.8%, and the forecast was 0.6%. So almost double the increase that was expected. Core PPI up 1% in the month of June versus the 0.5% increase. So this is different from the CPI data, where CPI tracks consumer prices, but this tracks producer prices. So this is the change in the price of finished goods and services sold by producers. And on an adjusted basis, the final demand index was up 7.3% for the last 12 months. This was the largest increase since the index first started tracking this data back in 2010. So prices are still rising. This verified by the PPI data for June. That came out this morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. But if we take a look at futures, let's just bring up the E-mini S&P and go to a 5-minute chart. It looks like the reaction was positive. And here we see a big jump here right when the data was released, and then a bit of a rally. So we were looking at a slightly higher start, but now it looks like there's some momentum carrying through following that report. Here's the E-mini NASDAQ. E-mini NASDAQ up 0.7%. E-mini Dow up 0.25% here. So a little follow through after the report. Right now, it appears as though the reaction is positive there. But this could also be a little bit tied to Fed Chair Powell. Let's go back to the economic calendar here. And we see that Fed Chair Powell is testifying today at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. But right around that PPI release, we also received the Powell's written testimony. So he prepares a statement ahead of his testimony. And in his prepared statement, it was said that Powell says that the Fed's benchmark of substantial further progress towards full employment and stable prices remains a way off, right? So interpreted, that could mean that, hey, the Fed's not doing anything, not messing around with monetary policy right now, because their goal is substantial or moving towards full employment for those who want to be employed, and then also the stability of prices. And so it could mean that right now their goal at people being fully employed is not there, right? Maybe that had an impact, not quite sure, but definitely responding to the PPI data. And now, even though prices continue to be higher here, futures are pointing to a higher start. Well, we'll see what happens once US markets open, and if this carries into the open, and if there's strength and we get new records today. But since that's yet to be seen, let's take a look at some earnings. And let's first look at BAC, the ticker. This is Bank of America. Let me go to a daily chart here. Bank of America down 1.9% pre-market. So Bank of America reported $1.03 for their earnings per share. But this was compared to a 77-cent expectation. So their earnings per share actually came in better than expected, but they missed on revenue estimates. So revenue not quite as good as expected, even though the earnings per share came in much better. So Bank of America setting up to open right around 39.14, and we see that this is just above some of these lows that have been established back in June. Citigroup looked like Citigroup was flat. They reported an earnings beat. Oh, it looks like they're up now. So Citigroup beating earnings and up 1.4% pre-market, trading at $69.33 a share. We could take a look at BlackRock. There we go. BlackRock. Now, BlackRock is down pre-market, down 2.1%. So if we look at BlackRock's chart, I mean, you could go to a weekly chart. This thing has just been taking off since pandemic lows here back in March of 2020, making record highs here. And if I go to a daily chart, we see that yesterday pulled away from the records that were established on Monday. Looks like we're going to open about 2% lower based on pre-market trading today. Now, BlackRock actually saw a 28% jump in Q2 earnings. They reported $10.03 earnings per share versus a $9.46 estimate or expectation. And their assets under management were up 30% year over year. And that means that the company's now managing almost $9.5 trillion in assets. So assets under management, almost $9.5 trillion. That's a lot of money to manage. But it looks like whatever the case may be, maybe buy the rumor, sell the fact, the pre-market trading has BlackRock down slightly, almost 2% as we head into the open. Now, let's look at some airlines. Actually, airlines doing a little better after earnings here. This is Delta Airlines, Delta Earnings, Delta Airlines. The ticker is DAL, and Delta is up 1.4% pre-market. Now, they reported better than expected earnings and also better revenue. They were expecting a loss of, no, actually, yeah, I think I have the numbers off here, because I think that they lost money and reported a dollar. Yeah, I'm sorry. They're expecting $1.38, a loss of $1.38 per share, but they reported a loss of just $1.07 a share. But this was better than expected, and this snaps a 5-quarter losing streak. Now, American Airlines also higher. Look at American up 5% pre-market. And this erases yesterday's loss of almost 4%. American finding some support around the $20 mark, now trading around $21 a share pre-market. They reported a smaller loss than expected and better revenue. And it looks like they're going to be cash flow positive for the first time since the pandemic began, where, during the pandemic, at one point, they were losing $100 million a day. So American Airlines setting up for a higher start, almost 5% higher in pre-market trading. A few movers. Let's take a look at Peloton. PTON is the ticker. Peloton down 2.6% pre-market. And we could see here that, after the pandemic, and most of you have probably been following Peloton, or at least it's popped up for you, made pandemic lows just like everybody else in March, and went from almost $20 a share all the way up to $160 a share. So huge pandemic winner, with people staying at home, their bikes were selling like hotcakes, and they could do no wrong. And they've taken a bit of a dip since then, and had a hard time getting back up to these highs that were established back at the beginning of this year. And looked like there was some support around 100 after we saw this slide heading into earnings. Right now, pre-market 116.75. Yesterday, just closed shy of 120 a share. Peloton, they received an analyst downgrade. Wedbush downgraded them from outperform to neutral, and they did so citing a growing number of workout alternatives. And this was one of our concerns. We were talking about this with our mastermind group, considering Peloton as a candidate to, trade the wheel strategy on. But we were really worried about the competition in the space, especially after this, crazy rally in 2020 heading into the beginning of the year. And it looks like Wedbush is considering the same thing with their downgrade, with a growing number of workout alternatives, including options outside of the home in a post-pandemic workout world. That's a mouthful. All right, so let's take a look at AAPL, Apple. Apple's up 1.9% pre-market. Apple's made just an impressive run in June here, really not looking back. This is a new record for Apple, I believe. Yeah, so opening at record highs. And there's news from Bloomberg that Apple has asked suppliers to build up to 90 million next generation iPhones. So this would be a 20% increase compared to the levels that they saw in 2020. So a big jump in potential iPhone sales. And traders are liking that, up 1.9% pre-market. Looks like Apple's going to be trading at new records when we kick things off today. Let's take a look at Lulu. Lululemon, Athletica. They're up pre-market. They got a buy rating from Goldman Sachs. So they're up 1.7%. Goldman says that the post-recovery demand has been favorable for apparel and strong brands. So, Lulu setting up for a higher start. Futures still pointing to a higher start as we head into the open. I need to pop into our virtual boardroom that we do with our mastermind this week. So we're looking to find some good trading opportunities in the meantime. Hope you enjoyed the update. If you did, click that like button, and we will be back here tomorrow with another update. Until then, happy trading, everybody.